Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
And it's a good rising, my kings and queens, and welcome to the Monday train on Love Trips the Station. I am your conductor, Egypt English, and for anyone who knows me, they know I love to sleep in. So for me to be up this early, you know I got a lot of love for you guys today. And we're going to get this ground week started off with how you can love your mess enough to reduce and eliminate your stress. So we're going to go ahead and get the vibes going, guys, and I hope everyone is well today. And we're going to start off with just a little bit of house cleaning for what is to come when it comes to Love Trips the Station as well as the Monday train. All right, so first off, if you have taken the time to take a look at the ratings on the show right now, I have this show rated as public because all of the music that you hear today will be kids sensitive, you know, child friendly, all of that good stuff. Anyone can listen. If you see a rating of PG-13, that may suggest that the ratings or the music may have a little bit of profanity in the sense of some of your average wordy dirt. If you find a rating R, or something of that nature, it is because the music itself might have quite a few wordy dirds in there. So therefore, that is for your listening pleasure so that you know exactly what music may be coming out your speaker on your Monday morning. But when it's left up to your girl E, I love all kinds of music. So as long as it's conscious and as long as it has a message that is uplifting us and trying to direct us in the right message, whether that be in love, in peace, in truth, in justice, in freedom, then you may just hear it on the Love Trip station. So let me get into a little bit about advertising. Going forward, if you would like to advertise with Love Trips the Station, feel free to hit me up at lovetripsblog@gmail.com, and we can get you squared away with some advertising right there below our station player. Let's see. Right now, the phone lines will not be open for any guest callers just because we're just getting this train out of the station for the very, very first time. And we got to make it down this road with just me, your conductor, Egypt. And later on, we will be inviting lots of beautiful guests on as well, callers and listeners, to call in and share their opinions on all of the great topics that will be coming soon on the Monday train. The first song you heard was Zep Hermey, and that was Tell Me. See, you have to tell someone that the sun was meant to shine this morning. You have to tell someone that they were meant to be exactly who they were meant to be and that all your days aren't going to be good. But if you declare that they were good, guess what? They are good. So that's your Monday. Yeah, that's your Monday train. All right, guys. So let me talk a little bit about why I am tuned in today. And as you see, the topic of today's episode is, are you loving your mess unconditionally? Now, I'm not going to go to church on you guys because I know Sunday was yesterday. But the truth is, we all have mess. And sometimes our mess gets really messy. It gets really sticky. And sometimes it's just to the point where you want to throw in the towel. You want to give up. You want to say, I'm done with this. I can't do this. I wasn't made for this. I'm stressing way too much. The stress just keeps piling up. Yep. That's what happens. Most days when that happens to me, I am a train wreck. And if you ask my king, he'll tell you. She's a train wreck. So I guess today being on the Monday train is not so bad because for me, Mondays can be the worst day of the year. I kid you not. Mondays for me sometimes are just like I do not feel like getting up in the morning because Friday through Sunday we were just busy, 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 doing as much as we can to feel as productive as we could. And Monday comes around, and although I'm at home, I don't have to go into the office or anything like that, and I can just sit in my bed and work from my computer, it's still a stressful day because sometimes you just don't want to do that extra work. But I promise you, if you love whatever mess that you have conjured for yourself, you can eliminate all the stresses of your life. And that sounds so hard to do, but if it was that hard, I wouldn't be here on Love Trips the Station on the Monday train asking you, are you loving your mess unconditionally? So that says, I have a plan for you. I have a step for you. I have a bunch of steps for you. Actually, it's only seven. It's not that serious. And you don't have to do all the steps at once. Isn't that not the awesome thing? Like, you know, when you go to a you think about it. You go to your average recipe book and you decide, hey, I want to make, let's see, turtle a la mode. I don't eat turtles, but that's the recipe. And the recipe calls for seven steps. Every time you make that one recipe, if you miss a couple steps, then the recipe just isn't going to turn out like, you know, turtle a la mode always turns out. I have no clue how that really turns out, guys. So if you try it, you know what? Just don't worry about it. Don't tell me. But either way it goes, you have to make sure you put in all those steps in the recipe so that that your meal turns out right. Well, when it comes to Loveology, sometimes you don't necessarily need all steps right at once. Because once you've hit step something, maybe it's step one. For me, it's taking inventory. And I realize that although I'm stuck in this crazy mess of mine, I have everything I need to get out of it. Step one was all I might have needed to be the best lovepreneur in the world and eliminate all my stress. But sometimes it doesn't take just one step. It might take you getting to two or three or four. It may take you starting with four. Who knows? But at the end of the day, your process is your process. And I'm here to help you get through that process throughout this week. I'm only here on Monday, so I guess that's a lot of work to get done. And I hope we started off pretty good. So let's get started a little bit more with your mess is your mess to clean up. Now, I know everyone grew up, think about that for 5 seconds, everyone grew up, everyone had someone in their life that told them at some point, you did it, you clean it up. Whether it was your mother, your father, your teacher, the librarian, I have no idea who it was for you in your life. But someone explained to you at some age that you made the mess, you must clean it up. Maybe your little brother and sister or you and your little cousins were out playing and say you spilt milk all over the kitchen counter. Well, you can't look around and see who else is going to clean it up when you know you were the last person to touch the glass. So mother might come in the kitchen and say, clean that mess up, such and such, because you made the mess. That is exactly how your life is. Your life is a compilation. I shall say your life today is a compilation of every single thing that you did yesterday. Every single bit of karma that you conjured yesterday. And hey, if you're like me, you know lifetimes ago you did some stuff that you're just now paying for. So that being said, your mess is your mess. And I know sometimes our mess comes in and it's a mess that you're like, I don't think I could have did this. You know, maybe you lost someone, a loved one. Maybe you ended up with a terrible disease that you do not know how to get rid of. Well, I can tell you one thing from my studies of my own life and from my studies of my own past lives, you did something. And sometimes we have things that we've done that was in combination or should I say in coherence or not the words I'm looking for right now, but it had an effect on not only us, but it had an effect on someone else, and their actions may have had an effect on us as well. So think about that when I say maybe you lost someone. That is a mutual relationship. When people come into our lives and they leave out of our lives, we had to share each other for a moment for some purpose. And so that being said, that mess, although you didn't have your hands on in that situation in this lifetime, know that that mess was meant for you particularly, specifically, and for that person who you may have lost. And with that said, know that that stress that you are feeling, those issues that are coming up, those are not your issues. That stress does not belong to you because, see, the mess, you already made that at some point in time, whether it was yesterday, whether it was 3 years ago, or whether it was four lifetimes ago. That mess was yours from the beginning, from the moment you put your soul in and your soul said, I accept it. So you don't need to stress about the mess. You just have to know that it was yours and that somewhere inside of you or to be inside of you, if you haven't acquired the correct knowledge to deal with the situation at hand, that mess can be fixed. That pain can be fixed. It's you having to love that, accept that, and understand that my mess is a setup. My mess is an experience. My mess is a strength that I just haven't tapped into yet. And that is the beauty of Loveology and being a lovepreneur and taking on your life with the most loving characteristics as possible. See, we try too often to run my mess. We try to say, oh, well, I'll fix that later. But later might be next lifetime. If you're one of my tribes and you understand the concept or you understand the concept of reincarnation and coming back and doing this life all over again, like everlasting life. For me, everlasting life is just what it says. It's everlasting life, guys. So before we get further into this and we wrap out the other half of this 30 minutes that we have here on the air, we're going to get into another song. And it's called Alex. No, it's not called Alex. It's called Good Day by Alex Berroza, guys. So this is a great song. It's a little bit of hip-hop. And he's telling you just about having a good day, a very happy song. You got to love it. So stay tuned for more. My lovers right now, and thank you once again for tuning in to Love Trips the Station, the Monday train with Egypt E right here. And we are talking about, are you loving your mess unconditionally? And that is a yes, and a yes from the top of the crowd. Hopefully you're actually loving your mess, because I gave you a lot of yeses just now. And now we're gonna talk about really quickly how to love it. How does it work? Like, do you just wake up in the morning and say, I love all of my mess? Yes, that's exactly what you do, my guys. My guys and girls, my queens and kings. You wake up in the morning and you accept that your mess is your mess and your stress is not your stress. That is exactly what you need to do. And if you haven't started doing that, I promise you, Do it one morning. Just wake up in the morning and say, you know what, forget this. You know, matter of fact, you woke up this morning and it is never too late to decide that you're going to accept the mess that you have made and that has been conjured around you for whatever purpose it has been conjured, because at the end of the day, you're going to turn out a lot stronger than you were in the beginning. I promise you. What does not kill you makes you what? Stronger. Yes, yes. That was my little, you know, my people in the background. Don't judge me, guys. But at the end of the day, your mess is your mess, and you have to just embrace it. You have to make sure that you know that it is yours and that you are the only person who can nurture it properly. You can give it the proper care so that a bad day turns into a great day of experience. You know, we're going to start with something really, really simple. You know, you, God forbid this happens to anyone, but say, I don't know what to do because I don't like speaking. Ugh. You know what? A mess happens. There we go. A mess happens. You place where, what mess that is. It's your life. I can't give you any mess that I can say, oh, I see you going through this, because I can't. I am not staring at you right now. I'm not staring into your soul right now. So that being said, I can't say what your mess is. But you think about something in your life that happened to you within the last week or the last week or so. And look at it from a different perspective. First of all, start off with accepting it. I don't care what it is. If it was something that had to do with you and it was something that you know innately that you could have saw coming, or you wish you had a saw coming, because when we wish we had a saw something coming, the truth is 9 times out of 10, we did. So 10 times out of 10, half of the time. But in reality, we saw it coming. And because we saw it coming and we didn't do anything about it, when it shows up at your doorstep holding that, hey, would you buy this? Or do you want this now that you bought it, that type of situation? When that happens, we find ourselves just completely distraught. We find ourselves trying to figure out, what did I do? Where did I go wrong? And how did I mess this up? Or who did this to me? And why did they do that? And I'm always just having bad days and blah, 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 blah. The excuses will go on for a century and centuries after that century, if you allow those excuses to go on. How do I know? Because I've been there. And before I was in my whole loveology mode, and before I was a lovepreneur and I was just running around like, oh, love everything, I was the same way. I'm human. Some days I'm still the same way. I'm a pessimist. And some days I have to really take inventory and realize that my mess I made. For instance, I went to college. I went to a great university, Frostburg State University, alma mater. I still to this day, I look back and there are things that Frostburg couldn't teach me that just wasn't in their cards to teach me. And then there were things that Frostburg did teach me. And then there were things that I just learned because I was going to that school. And that said, I went to school out of state. Looking back now, would I have went out of state? No, I would have stayed in state, and I would have not incurred all that unnecessary debt that has raised our deficit in the United States of America, the Incorporated. It is, the deficit is through the roof, especially when it comes to student loans and all of those good things. If I had have thought twice before I went to Frostburg, when I had all of the grants and in-state tuition, and then I had free rides this place and that place, if I had listened to my intuition and said, you know what, think about it. Maybe you want to go to the community college and then transfer if you're really heart set on Frostburg. And I wouldn't have incurred the tuition change, Virginia State to Maryland State and all of that. So if I had taken that time, I would have missed having lots of debt to be accountable for, because I did create it, so be accountable for it. Like, I wouldn't have had that issue. And now that I'm older and I can look back at that, and I can look back at those years, and I can look back at that that was created, and all that was all of the debt that I had to repay back, I could have saved myself that issue. And I could have came out with a lot of the same things. None of the your elective courses in college, to all of my college students out there, are central to that one school. 9 times out of 10, you can take them everywhere, at any community college. So for future reference for anyone going through what I went through, I would say think about your mess a little bit before you get into it, and decide whether it's your heart leading you somewhere or whether it's your mind leading you somewhere. And for me, in my case, I say my heart led me to Frostburg because I found my one and only house bond and my one and only true love there. But there was so much that could have been acquired other ways than to bring in all of the debt that I had. And that is what I mean when I say you have to be accepting of the mess that you have already made. And you have to be accepting of the messes that you will make unconditionally, just not thinking about it. You're going to make messes, and you're going to think at that time that that's the best mess ever. But it's not. Because until you realize 5 years later that you made the mess, you're going to be wallowing in it. And that is where we find ourselves so often. We find ourselves wallowing in the messes that we made and being sad and miserable and all of these things, when in reality, if you just take accountability for what you have already done and free yourself of feeling like something is being done to you, you can use all of the necessary steps in Loveology and so many other great self-help, spiritual, so many different kinds of methods to get rid of your stress forever. So make sure you take accountability for the stresses that you're making in your life. Make sure you choose the healthy life. So my health tip of the day and the first health tip of the morning train is love your mess. And make sure that you love your mess so that it reduces all the stresses that make you feel as if you don't know how to get out. Because if you got in, you can get out. You ever heard the saying when they say somebody can't cut their way out of paper bag? Well, I'll be darned. There you go for child-sensitive media. I'll be darned. No. If I got myself into the paper bag, I promise you I'm going to get myself out. I don't need scissors. No cutting necessary, because in this situation, your mess is symbolic of a paper bag. It is not impossible to remove from over your head. So you can breathe. If you need to breathe, breathe and go on with your life, you know? So that's it for today. That is it for the morning train. It's the morning train. The Monday train, guys. It is morning. See, I'm up too early. But, yes, that is it for us this morning. I'm just going to let Admiral Bob featuring Snowflake, Rooted in Peace, rock out for you guys. It has been lovely, and I'm glad you guys met me this morning to get up here and, you know, this week started. So happy week to everyone. Happy Monday, guys. I love you. I love you, Mai, on the stake of my loves. It has been awesome. You guys check me out on EgyptEnglish.com, yes. And if you haven't, follow me on Instagram and keep up with all the latest of my stories. So until next time, this is your conductor, Egypt E, and we are out this zone.
Don't want
you have a
to be
day.
Afraid, hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Not too late, free from hate. Think of the future that we could create. Face the facts today. There's a better way. Take one step back and say there's a better way. One less.